Hello and welcome back to the Smashy Business Show. I am Farah Bashir and joining me is...
And I'm Ward Ahmed.
And today we have amazing and interesting stories for you all. So over 120 foreign companies relocated to Riyadh in Q1 2024. Riyadh office market stays strong amid rising rents and high demand. And as well, Aldar expands commercial portfolio in Dubai with $490 million investment. A lot of great numbers, and let me tell you, the market is going wild and soaring high, and Riyadh is back to make it, you know, the center of attention. Would you move to Riyadh, Ward?
I wouldn't move to Riyadh because I love Dubai so much, but all of this explosive growth in Riyadh, we can really attribute it to the amazing projects that have been going on in the country. And we've previously discussed this, the 2030 vision, the diversification vision for Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. And due to that vision, there have been a lot of ventures that are prevalent in Saudi Arabia. For example, Saudi Aramco's venture has invested recently $15 million in a South Korean chip maker called Rebellions.
Well, I would love to go through that. But first, we have promised our viewers about talking about the 120 foreign companies that have been relocating to Riyadh in Q1 2024. So I will be giving you guys a bit more details. So in Q1 2024, Riyadh experienced a 44% increase in foreign firms relocating their regional headquarters compared to last year, driven by non-oil sector growth and a government mandate, which is very exciting. It's actually opening up a lot more space to everyone having more companies and more investment in the region in Riyadh. And that's interesting as well, because if you would want to look at the factors, because Riyadh saw a remarkable 447% increase in foreign firms relocating their regional headquarters compared to the previous years. And of course, this is contributing to a lot of factors such as regulatory changes and the, as you said, 2030 vision and the access to the government contract, and as well the high demand for office space, which, let me say, it is interesting. You know, as we say that with the non-oil sector in Saudi Arabia experiencing a robust growth with significant investments in digitalization and infrastructure, the growth, of course, is attracting firms from various industries, and that is just all going to be contributing to the economy of Saudi Arabia. So what do you think of that?
As I was previously saying, all of this is happening. These new companies, they're moving into Saudi Arabia because it's become an oasis of opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's quite ironic that the desert land, it's become an oasis of opportunity. And as I was previously speaking about the venture, Saudi Aramco's venture arm has invested $15 million with this South Korean chip maker called Rebellions. Mm-hmm. Now, Rebellions, they're also working with Samsung to create these chips. And what this is doing, having these tech companies in Saudi Arabia, it's attracting more startups, more tech startups in Saudi Arabia. And this could be the cause for why so many companies are moving to Saudi Arabia.
As well, you know, and as well, the influx of the, as you said, foreign firms led to the dramatic increase in demand for office space in Riyadh. And it all comes hand in hand. They all contribute together to one purpose, which is increasing, I would say, as we said earlier, the relocation of foreign companies, yeah. 120 foreign companies in Q1 2024, because like right now Riyadh is at the top. We've mentioned, of course, previously how it was like fluctuating back and forth. However, of course, the non-oil sector in Saudi Arabia keeps on experiencing rapid growth throughout, as you said as well, specifically in areas like technology and engineering. And this expansion is, of course, going to be attracting a lot of foreigners.
Yeah.
Right? And of course, all of these, they contribute to Riyadh's emerging prominent regional business hub. So we have seen, you know, the esports happening. We have seen people moving to Saudi Arabia, like Ronaldo, right? For him, because he joined the club at Saudi Arabia and so on. Which just like makes me think that Riyadh is really doing it correctly in the terms of like achieving their 2030 vision?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
I definitely think that to take a look at a statistic like this mm-hmm. and to be able to analyze it, you have to look at the past, you have to look at the history and what has led to this. And what has led to this is that, you know, in the recent years, Saudi Arabia has had many tech mm-hmm. companies establish themselves. And for example, in 2023, Google Cloud has announced the launch of a new cloud region in the city Dammam, which could contribute around $190 billion mm-hmm. to the country's GDP by 2030. I don't think this growth is shocking whatsoever because this has been in the plan for years.
100%. Well, let's get back to our first story because our first story, you guys, linked us to our second story, which is Riyadh office market stays strong because rents are increasing. They are high in demand right now. Of course, you know, we keep on talking about the GDP of Saudi Arabia and how it has been increasing and its economy becoming more stable and people are investors and business owners are going there, heading there to continue their business and open their business in Saudi Arabia. So in light of that, of course, the demand of offices is increasing. So the Riyadh market, office market showed a resilience in Q2 2024, and it reached to a 3.4% growth on yearly. However, of course, it was all according to, as reported by Savills Research, and occupancy rates for grade A offices remained steady by 98%, while commercial rents surged by 13% year on year, with the steepest increase observed by North Riyadh by 23% and Northeast Riyadh by 30%, which, by the way, made me question, like, how will this benefit newcomers? You know, it makes me question, like, how will it benefit the newcomers? Because, like, the numbers we see, like, the 5% GDP growth, the investment that's rising by 5.6%, and, of course, it will be increasing in ways so many because, like, it will maybe develop the job creation. You know, to have more jobs for people who want to
work in Riyadh. Yeah, definitely. That's why the rents are rising, because mm-hmm. there's more people in the country.
Mm-hmm. Of course, exactly, yeah. And as well, it will be benefiting financially because many countries will offer tax incentives, right? However, Saudi Arabia, just like Dubai, does not really have that much of a tax implemented, which is, I would say, very beneficial for people who will be working in Riyadh. So technically, they will have a lot of competitive wages, so high salary levels, which is very exciting for people. So high foreign firms often, you know, have a lot of competitive wages, and it can lead to higher income levels for newcomers compared to local firms, which will as well improve their standard of living and purchasing power. Which is very interesting, I would say, for Riyadh. Riyadh GDP keeps on increasing, right? And other than that, of course, the market is increasing with it as well. And there's like this competition between like Riyadh and other Gulf countries. We have spoken yesterday about Saudi Arabia maybe not being the best, but we mentioned as well, you mentioned yesterday that the GDP can, like, just like it fluctuates a lot. Mm. However, a lot of the countries like Saudi Arabia and as well the UAE have a 2030 vision.
Yeah, you know, on your point on all these numbers, I definitely believe that these numbers confirm, you know, investor confidence. You know, let's not underestimate that. The fact that these numbers are growing, it's because investors, their confidence in Saudi Arabia is increasing more and more. And that mm-hmm. belief in itself and the country's initiatives together will push the country to where it needs to be.
100%. And which leads me, because, you know, we are talking about rent, we're talking about prices increasing, we're talking about GDP and so on. And of course, we cannot keep UAE out of the equation. So in light of that, Al Dar expands commercial portfolio in Dubai with $490 million investment. It's a huge number. Sorry, excuse me. So this investment includes Al Dar's first commercial development in Dubai, the purchase of a fully occupied Grade A office building in Dubai, Internet City, and plans for Grade A office tower on Sheikh Zayed Road. The new tower will feature 18 28,000 square meters of net leasable area, a luxury hotel, and branded residences with a target completion in Q4 2027. What do you think of that? I mean, honestly, they're all very excited and all looking for offices, which is, I think, honestly, this as well contributes with the fact that the UAE is going to be attracting a lot of millionaires.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. So more job opportunities will be available for everyone soon.
I think in this specific case, the location that they chose for this commercial portfolio, mm-hmm. it's definitely very smart because DIC, Dubai Internet City, it's a major technology and business hub.
True.
And it has, you know, multiple tech companies and startups. So the location in itself that they have chose, it's a very smart investment because it won't just, you know, increase the company's value, but it will increase their network too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and Al Dar Properties, they are a prominent real estate developer and it's making significant strides in Dubai. So just like I'm going to give you guys a quick run through Al Dar's key developments, their first commercial development in Dubai. Marks Al Dar, of course, this is going to be like a very big development for them. And as well, the acquisition is going to be, as you said, in Dubai Internet City and a grade A office tower in Sheikh Zayed Road, which is, I honestly think that this is all smart things. Everyone is like giving more office spaces, which means more job opportunities, which means the economy is going to be getting better, which means they are working harder to their 2030 vision. What do you think of that word?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And you know, Al Dar itself, they're a very famous giant real estate company. You know, this is only just a step forward for their company. They're just going to keep growing.
Yeah, exactly. So as well, you know, it makes me wonder, like, what are the unique features, you know, of Al Dar's new office tower on Sheikh Zayed Road? Because like you cannot think, but like, why would a developer like Al Dar have an office space and a tower done in Sheikh Zayed Road? Well, some of the key features, it's because it's a net leasable area. So it's going to be offering a substantial net leasable area of 88,000 square meters, as we said, which will provide space for various businesses and accommodating a diverse range of commercial needs. You know what I mean? It's not like, it's not going to be just like one thing, one office. It's going to be offering several different, you know, businesses that can be like, you know, have their offices open there. And as well, it's iconic. I mean, honestly, it's going to be for the known for its iconic design and as well for its strategic location. When you think of Dubai, you think like, you know what, I would want to go somewhere middle, you go to Sheikh Zayed Road because it's closer to everything, closer to the Sharjah side and as well closer to the further side of Dubai. What do you think of that?
I think you're definitely right in the fact that this is a very smart move in terms of the location.
Mm-hmm, of course. And when you want to think about like some of the amenities, what amenities would you hope to be in the office tower for tenants? Of course, you know, like we're gonna see a lot of tenants really recently going and I would say renting their office space area for their work, for their business, for their employees and so on. So what are some of the included amenities that you would hope to be in such a big tower that will be developing?
See, in this case, I don't have to hope because they're definitely going to have a luxury hotel.
And I
think that's amazing because it's in the heart of Dubai. It's in DIC. So this is amazing for tourists and locals alike. It's a really nice location to get away to.
Agreed. And honestly, I've done some research and people are hoping for maybe health and wellness facilities since health and wellness have been very prominent and as well, which means like yoga, wellness rooms and so on, cafes and dining options, outdoor spaces, internet, high speed internet, you know, like can you work without internet, and as well some parking. Parking is very essential. Would you go anywhere without parking? That has no parking.
Of course it's going to have parking.
Yes. Yeah, of course. I mean, yeah, that's what I mean, 100%. But I mean, like, you know, sometimes maybe when you go to some places, you know, parking can be outdoor, which cannot be that much great for your car. So tell me your insights about this word.
My insights, as I previously stated, I think this is a great expansion for Aldar. You know, they're going to be in the hub of Dubai, the heart of Dubai. They're going to create a great network for themselves.
Exactly, and as well because it has committed, because they want to expand their portfolio in Dubai and they want to focus on prime business areas, you know, because they know for a fact Aldar is a very big development, and maybe having their tower developed in a very prime business area, it's good for them. So it's gonna be like a win-win situation, I would assume.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Fred. Would you actually invest and have your business open in Aldar Tower? What business would you open?
I mean, I've not really thought about that because I want to become a journalist, but maybe sometime in the future I will contemplate that. That's a good question.
Yeah. Sure. Well, perfect. Thank you so much, Wert, for you being here. And thank you all for joining us, and tune in next week.